Hi Debs, it's lovely to see you, and welcome to Uvi Farm Meet the Hairy Cows and Calves Airbnb experience.
This is just a fabulous setting, Roy. I mean, I'm looking out now. I'm on a beautiful balcony. I can see trees as far as the eye can see, beautiful mountaintops, and there's little green clearings. Are they deer that I can see over there?
There are deer come out of the trees in the evening for the green grass on the other side of the river. And there's actually a herd of 40 wild red deer that we see plenty of evenings. And shortly we'll have the rut and there'll be old Staggy Boy coming down and roaring his head off. So all day for 2 to 3 weeks we'll hear this amazing noise filling the valley. And he's just telling the world, I'm the biggest thing around. Take me if you can. So that's part of the local scene.
What am I looking at? Describe the area for me.
You're looking at a glacial valley that was carved out from the granite rocks of the Mauna Lea Range at the western end of the Cairngorms National Park. And through this square bottomed valley, a strath we call it in Scotland, you have the River Spey, the headwaters of the River Spey, meandering down to where it becomes the large salmon river that we know from the records and from the accounts of Scotland of old. It's a marshy area, but I'm on a little bit of elevated ground which is well drained and on glacial sand, so it's perfect for growing the grass that the Highland cattle benefit from.
And they are the star of the show, aren't they? I'm looking out across the fields now and can see so many of the iconic ginger haired, big horns Highland cattle. Are we going to meet some of them today?
We'll meet a lot of them, Debbie.
Oh, I can't wait, Roy. It's great. Tell me about this house. It's quirky.
It's a round house, and it's taken from the starting point was when people made whiskey vat houses. So you've got a sort of, I think it was 4 meter diameter oak whiskey vat where you seasoned the whiskey. Now, of course, it's in steel or copper, but those days it was in oak. And when you'd run out of use for the oak, what do you do with it? Well, all sorts of things. But some folk took them down, put them back together, put a roof on it, cut doors and windows, and lived in this little round house. I always thought that was a lovely idea. So this is an extension of that idea. It's a round house, but instead of being 4 meters wide, it's about 8 meters wide. And you've got plenty of room for bedrooms and all sorts inside.
And then over the bridge, I've got another house. The Croft House?
The Croft House. The Croft House is where I have the accommodation, where people stay on Airbnb, TripAdvisor and the rest. And it's very much a part of the farm. So the principle of it is you have the round house, which is like the farmhouse, and the accommodation is a completely separate building connected by this flying bridge. And it's made in wood and what we call crinkly tin, which is corrugated iron. And the idea there is that it looks like the old barns, but it's actually, as you know, it's quite a comfortable, well-insulated piece of accommodation. But it's a totally separate kind of form of architecture, of design from the roundhouse. But the two work together, like farmhouse and barn. So it's throwing back to an old way of doing things.
I love it. It's so quirky.
But I tell you another thing, Debs. What I did this year is I made a new building which we called the Meeting Barn. And the Meeting Barn is a place where we welcome travellers. And what we have is a central, what I call a story grove, which is surrounded by major 7 metre larch logs which are sunk in the ground. And in the centre is a hearth and where we welcome people. And this is going back to the old days where you had travellers, you had campfires and people gathered round to tell stories. And they planted larch trees to tell them where these meeting places might be. So you've got that in the centre. And then at one end, you've got places where people can spread hammocks. You know, people like you and me, well, you know, can either chill out on a lovely summer's day or can sleep there overnight if at will. at the end of that building, there's another place where the cattle can come and go and get the rain off their backs in the winter. So it's like it's the old-fashioned system where within the same building you have accommodation for people and animals. And this whole thing, the Airbnb experience and also my way of managing the animals, is all about that. It's all about making the connection between us humans and a whole nother species that we tend to take for granted, but they've got their own way of doing things, their own spirit, their own sort of big characters.
And it's very typical Highlands. What are these that you've presented me now? These scones?
Scones? Well, there we go. Because as you understand, welcoming the visitor is a part of Highland hospitality. And very traditionally, if you went into a little old crofter's house or a house on the hill, within minutes, well, I'm afraid it would be the lady of the house, but that's just how things were in the old days, you'd have drop scones like Scotch pancakes made on the top of the Rayburn on the old-fashioned hot plate on the stove, turned over, and you'd have a plate full of these on the table. Because if the guest brings good luck, the guest brings stories and goods, and the stranger is always welcome in the Highlands, and the stranger must always be welcomed with drink. So a cup of tea and food, so biscuits or Scotch pancakes. That's just the way of it here.
Oh, what a wonderful welcome I've had, Roy. But I'm dying to see this Highland cattle. Will you show me some?
If I just set everything up and the guys, the volunteers who help me, can organise stuff, and we'll talk it through.
Brilliant. Thanks, Roy.
Okay.
All right, Roy, I'm really pleased we've taken shelter, because as we've been speaking, you've seen the rain coming in now, and the hills are getting covered in mist. I think, is it set for the day?
I don't think so, Debs. It comes in from the Atlantic, it comes in from the west, it sweeps through and it comes and goes. So this time of the year it's very moist, but there should be sunny times as well.
And I can hear the boys calling.
Yeah.
There are other people around the farm. Who are these people?
I work the farm with the help of wonderful volunteers on the Workaway programme. So they basically hook up with me. We negotiate about when people are coming, what they're doing, and they arrive and they stay in the farmhouse with me, and they share in the duties and activities of the farm, while at the same time they have opportunities to explore a really exceptional piece of the British Isles.
So what's happening this morning?
So at the minute we've got Josh and Samantha, who are helping us to bring in the herd, the main herd, because there are the two boys that we assist, the big bullocks, you know, they're with red hair and red curls and lovely animals. They need to be separated so that we can help them meet people with the Airbnb experience. The rest of the herd will come here. We'll see the Doogie the bull, we'll see the mothers, and we'll see the babies, and then the rest of them get led back into the field by Samantha and Josh, and the boys will stay here with us.
Hello. Are you one of the volunteers here?
Yes, I am. Yes, my name's Nicola Figini, and I've been a volunteer here since the beginning of September, and I'll be here until the end of May, so I'm here for a long stint.
Wow. And what kind of things are you doing then around the farm?
Right, okay. So the tasks are divided into farm and accommodation, and with the farm, for example, we start at 7:30 and we do what we call cow round. So all the cows are on pasture, but some of them receive supplementary feed, so we go and give the cows the supplementary feed. And currently we're preparing two yearling heifers to go into the Stirling show. So we're training them to walk on the halter and also combing them, etc. And also there are two calves that will be going into the show. So we are getting them, they have only just been weaned, so we're getting them more accustomed to being around people. And they will also be trained to walk on the halter. So many different tasks around the farm, but that's the focus at the moment.
And did you have any experience of Highland cattle when you came here?
My experience of Highland cattle before I came here was limited to going up onto Dartmoor, which was near where I used to live in Devon. But I would just be wandering up there with a book and just looking at them, taking photographs, sitting down, reading a book on a sunny day, enjoying being around them. So I had had no hands-on involvement with cows whatsoever before I came here.
Roy is trying to convince me that they are gentle giants, but when I see the size of the horns, gentle and giant and Highland cattle, do they really belong in one sentence?
They do really belong in one sentence, and I think people can find them intimidating because of the appearance of those horns, which can seem rather unnerving compared to other cows that people will have seen. But they're very aware of their horns and constantly aware that they might be touching something with them. So although you may see them shake their heads, etc., the likelihood of a person actually getting gored is very, very remote.
And Roy says that I'm going to be grooming one of them. Is that true?
That is true. If you want to comb them, you can certainly take part in doing that. And they love nothing more than to be combed and to be tickled. And when we say tickled, you give a good scratch, because if you were just to give a light tickle, they may think it's just a fly landing on them and swish their tail. But yes, you can have a really hands-on experience with them.
I can't wait to get involved.
I know. It's very exciting. I mean, I find it an absolute privilege to be here. I'm loving it. And I think it's wonderful that the Highland Cow experience allows other people to come here and have that sort of experience too.
Yeah, because I'm the same, you know. I'd be driving along the road and look up and say, oh, look, there's some Highland Cow.
Yes.
But I would never, ever dream that I'm actually sat in a barn now waiting for the cattle to arrive so that I can comb them, groom them,
yes,
and be close up and personal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most people's experience of them is purely having seen them.
Yeah.
And of course, they are iconic and they're part of the landscape. But to actually have the opportunity to get up close and personal with them in a controlled environment where you are safe, but you can engage in those activities that we were talking about,
yes,
such as combing
yes.
the animals, and you can look them close in the eye and even whisper into their ear if you want to. And many people, I think, having an experience with the Highland cow, find it to be quite a profound experience.
So we're just beginning to hear the quad coming up the track, and we can hear the cattle lowing behind them. Josh and Samantha are bringing the cattle up the track. You can just see them coming into view. You've got Doogie the bull at the front. You've got Lala, who's really hungry, always hungry. She's always first for the feed, followed by Boy, followed by Baby, the big bullocks that are just wonderful for scratching and petting, followed by Kaplach and little Black. And then the babies, the calves are coming.
Oh, this is a wonderful sight.
Isn't that? So they're parading in front of us, just past the front of the building.
And they're coming closer.
And they're coming closer.
The bull, look
and
at the
Josh
size.
Josh is bringing the quad, and they're just all following, all in line, all different types, different colours. Isn't that something?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I just wish everybody could witness this. The bull is Irio. Look at him, and you call him a gentle giant.
I'm just gonna help Josh with putting the feed out, so I'll see you in a moment.
This is just an amazing sight.
Lala is quite.
Wow, and the calf's so beautiful, and the horse is the bull. Well, Roy's just putting the feed out now, and they're all mooshing away on the pellets.
Okay,
it's
now.
Just. Well, I have never seen a sight like
boys.
This.
See if the boys get
into
their old
their
habits. So we won't. Josh, bring the feed out, because she gets absolutely berserk when it comes to feed.
Okay.
We've got a chance here with the boys.
Josh, they're following you. Keep walking.
They're following you, so we've got a chance. Go in with the boys.
Come on.
Not you.
No, not him. Just in case Doog chases you, get behind the gate so you can close it. If the boys,
yeah.
You had a chance then.
Yeah. So
walk in front of the. Here we are. Another chance.
Boys, we'll get the boys.
Come on, boys.
No.
Come on.
That's it.
Come on.
Get in the tub.
Yeah. It's tucking into his food now. Joshua's got one of the boys in, and he's going to get the other boy into the shelter here.
Yeah, go out and find him. Go and bring him back.
Good boy.
That's it. And walk. That's it. Josh, walk him in. Walk him in. That's it.
Good baby.
Come on.
That's it, the two boys are now in the barn.
Two boys are in. Okay, now as soon as we can, so make sure they've got enough to eat.
They've got a scoop each.
They've got plenty, okay, that's fine.
I didn't want to put too much yeast about that.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. So when these guys begin to run out, what we'll do is we'll, and they start looking for other feed, what we'll do, Josh, if you could take the quad and lead them down, Sam, if you could maybe just walk behind them, push them on, and then they all go back to the field. So here we've got Big Duke sitting centre frame, Debbie. You can see the wonderful bull. I'm just going to go out, and you'll see. You remember you were talking about Gentle Giant and questioning whether that's really the case. Well, have a look at this. You might describe it, what you see.
Roy is now right up to the hook of the bull, and he's hugging the bull.
Mm.
And the bull is not making one iota about what Roy's doing. He's so content. Mm. Really changed my impression of Highland cattle. Because, say, Roy's absolutely scratching the back now and giving the bull a good old massage on the back. And the little calf just wandering up to say hello to him. It really is quite a tranquil and peaceful experience watching the Highland cattle here. Roy is now giving the bull a good old scratch on the back. Roy, tell me, why are you doing that?
It's a way of just reinforcing the link. We just really get on together, Doogie and me. And I love even burying my nose in his coat, because you think they might smell a bit unpleasant, but that's far from the truth. They've got this wonderful organic smell like orange peel on a woodland floor.
Oh, fabulous, Roy. Fabulous. So where are you taking now, Doobie?
We'll be putting him back. He's running with the girls at the minute and the babies. We see the babies, and we want him just keeping the whole herd together. So you hear, remember, a herd is a family, and he's with his family, he's with his girls, and he's with his babies. And we'll keep them together. We'll lead them back to the pasture now that the two big boys here are separated, so that they can join us humans in what is their role, which is sort of engaging with visitors and folk on the farm.
There you go. There they go. Doobie's heading off with his herd down back to his field. The little calf is prancing behind. They all look so content. So Nicola, now we've got the boys here,
yes.
What's going to happen with these two?
Right, so you're going to have the opportunity to interact with them. As you can see, they've got some feed here, so they're interested in remaining here. And these two are already accustomed to people, so they enjoy the activity, the encounter with humans, almost as much as we enjoy the encounter with them. So you can comb them if you like, scratch their back.
Are these two getting ready to be shown then?
These two are not, no. This is baby and boy. The larger one is called baby. He's 5 years old, and although he's the largest animal on the farm, he's even larger than Doogie the bull. The reason he's called baby is that when he was born, his mother didn't produce enough milk, so he had to be hand-reared, so he was known as baby, and of course he's kept the name. And this is the reason why he, I mean, he naturally has a very calm temperament, but that's why he's so at ease with people and so much enjoys being with people, because he was raised really from day one by humans, and he remains here at the farm, you know, for encounters such as this.
They're obviously very used to human contact.
Yes.
And I thought that me coming up in my big terrain hopper here,
yes,
would have spooked them, but they've looked at me. They have watched me.
Yes.
But they haven't sort of freaked or anything.
Yes. Well, I think with the all-terrain buggy, they're used to having the quad bike,
yes,
moving around them. So perhaps it's not that much different for them. But also, of course, you've seen the relationship that Roy has with his cows.
Yes.
And, I mean, I myself I've lived in farming communities before, although I wasn't involved with farming activities. And I've never seen a farmer go up and hug his bull before. So the approach that Roy has, I think, is unique. And
his passion what he's doing just oozes out of him.
Absolutely.
And the way he's welcomed us as guests. And I can see this experience with the cattle, not just for people who are staying here at the
yes.
park, but for day visitors. I really
absolutely.
Can see children coming up into this farm and getting this experience, because I can't imagine anywhere else that offers this so close up and being able to comb and groom and walk the cattle.
Yes.
I can imagine people with learning disabilities
yes.
coming here. And I've managed to get around the farm in my all-terrain wheelchair.
Yes.
I think it would be perfect for everyone, for an experience for all to get involved
I agree.
In some sort of
yes.
form of farming life.
I agree. I think there's so much scope. I mean, as you say, people with, you know, whether that's children, young people or adults with learning disabilities, often the opportunity to have that connection with an animal is key to making some kind of breakthrough for people in this situation. Also, for example, I can imagine young offenders. You know, I know that there are programs in existence where young offenders or people from cities who are sort of going down the wrong paths, for example, perhaps, you know, being encouraged into gangs, etc. This might this environment is the total antithesis of what they know.
Yes.
But often they've not had the opportunity to explore something like this. And for so many people, they don't really know what you can gain from this until they actually come and experience it for themselves.
And a different way of life.
Absolutely.
Just being with these two now, with baby,
yes.
I actually feel a lot calmer.
Yes.
They are having
yes.
a relaxing
yes.
Presence around
yes.
me.
I mean, the experience of being in their presence is calming and therapeutic. And then it takes it to an extra level when you then scratch their backs, comb them, look into their eyes. And of course, they've got these large ears which are shaped like those of a teddy bear. So, you know, when you crouch down close to the face of that animal, that of course the head is so much larger than your own. And when they are so calm and they have that calming experience which they transmit to you, which you were just speaking of, this is why I say it's a really profound experience and one that I believe everybody can gain from.
So what are you doing now, Roy?
So what I'm doing is I'm just combing them, making them feel cared for and making them, reassuring them that they're in the right place, because all the goings on with the herd was quite busy and active. So, and you can see they're loving being combed and kind of, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to put them on a head lead, on a halter, and just temporarily tie them to the rail so that you can get up close and personal with them, Deb.
And
it's
is this
easier
what visitors
if
can
it's
do?
Easier if they're controlled at that point.
Yes. So is this what visitors can
this
do
is what
though
visitors
now?
Experience, exactly. But not necessarily including the whole herd. So that was something we had to do in preparation. Normally these guys would just be wandering around and they come straight into the pen, and so there's not the necessity to separate them from the rest of the herd. So they're feeling a little bit sorry for themselves at the minute, because all their buddies, all the family, have disappeared off back to the pasture. But you can see how much they enjoy being with humans, because
although the family's over there, they're still very contented just sitting here, with standing here with us, combing them, and the little gestures of the head, little shakes of the head means he's really enjoying it. Sometimes he tells me, oh, a bit more this side, a bit more the other side, along the back, please. I love that. Oh, the spine.
You can see the pleasure.
The pleasure. The old furry ears. Yeah, laid back. Yeah. Yeah. Really enjoying it.
Oh, he's in ecstasy doing that.
Really enjoying it, yeah. You good boy. You good boy. You lovely man.
Kind of sticking his neck out.
You lovely
just
man.
Here, just
and,
here.
And the other thing I'd invite you to, not so much to observe, but to experience, is the sense of quiet, the sense of calm. When you have these big animals in this kind of state, quiet, peaceful, enjoying themselves like this, they just exude a sense of calm. So what you find yourself doing, your voice quietens, your pace slows down. It's a very, very peaceful environment to be in when you're close up with these big guys.
I love this. Baby's now eating his tail. Oh, baby, you're so beautiful.
Aren't they beautiful?
Absolutely.
You lovely boys.
Wow.
So I'll try getting the, where are the halters? I think over there, are they? What I'm keen to avoid, Sam, is them actually trying to jump the fence, jump the gate.
Okay.
Because there wouldn't be much of it left.
Well, let me know if they're going to do that. Make a good shot.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
You can see how relaxed. Baby's nearly asleep. Where with you?
Do you want to come up close?
Oh,
I'd love to.
Maybe
come up alongside the fence.
Right, let me.
They love their heads being scratched. And
yes, yeah. I'm really sorry. Hello, baby.
Bit difficult to manoeuvre.
No, that's fine. Because obviously I'm in the big wheelchair now, but somebody else would be able to get really close up. So
that we're scratching them between the horns and on their forehead.
Hello. Baby's not at all fazed that I'm a stranger, is he?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, baby. So how long would you do this for, Roy?
As long as they'll take it, and frankly, they show no sign of getting bored, do they?
No.
They absolutely love it. This is the thing, they begin to become very responsive to human beings. And when we simply treat these animals as commodities, I mean, I eat beef, and I accept that that's a part of the deal, but equally, you need to understand that they have their own characters, their own personalities, they're emotionally expressive, they're affectionate, and they become part of the family, and they make you part of the family. They make you part of that herd consciousness that keeps them happy and contented in the pasture, and you become happy and contented because they're helping you to do it.
Wouldn't it be marvellous if GPs prescribe this?
I couldn't agree more.
All the tablets and just come here and sort out for mental health and well-being. This experience is second to none.
Debbie, can you describe what you're seeing here?
Well, I'm just seeing two very, very contented bullocks. Baby is nearly asleep. He's so relaxed. His ears are down. He's not moving. He's pushing his head where he wants to be scratched. And you know, I can see four very, very contented adults that are clearly enjoying what they're doing. Yes, and Sam is creating a hairstyle there for baby. But
punk baby.
I feel very, very privileged, Roy, to be part of this experience. And
well,
I really wish
you,
wish you well with it all. And, you know, as the outdoor guide, we'll really follow your journey. We're about getting people out into the countryside, having experiences that they wouldn't normally have, and really thinking about your own health and your well-being and making the countryside for everyone. And the experience you've got here, Roy, is certainly for everyone. So thank you, gang, and thanks for making it such a memorable experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.